This is Del Barber, and you're listening to Tell the Band Go Home with Jeb Robson. This is Del Barber, and you're listening to Tell the Band to Go Home with Jeff Robson on CKUM FM, Winnipeg.
I met Bobby back in 68. Not much to see, but his stats were great. Half my chicklets on the face I've got. I'd like to think I gave it all I got. So many laughs I was begging for a ride. I can't recall a lot of that night. Just another hockey fight. Lights went out, but the stars were bright. And the life of a goon, most folks don't understand what it takes to make a wrong thing right. You watch the lights go out and the stars get bright. Gets, but his folks were nice. Before I went down to Junior B, that big boy got the best of me. I played my very best card. I ain't never been hit that hard. It's just another hockey fight. Lights went out, but the stars are bright. In the life of a goon, most folks don't understand what it takes to make a wrong thing right. You watch the lights go out and the stars get bright. Show. I'm taking a bar down on Boozer's Row. It's honest work, I got no regrets. I got my wits about me yet. So let's watch the game with these other clowns. And if it win, I might buy a round. Watch another hockey fight. Lights went out, but the stars are bright. In the life of a goon, most folks don't understand what it takes to drop the gloves and make a wrong thing right. And the stars get bright. You watch the lights go out and the stars get bright. You watch the lights go out and the stars get bright.
Go Jets, go. Go Jets, go. Hey, welcome to Tell the Band to Go Home. It's UMFM's weekly singer-songwriter show. My name's Jeff here for you. Playing the good stuff, and we'll play the good stuff for the next couple of hours. Hopefully you'll enjoy almost all of it. I can never promise that you'll enjoy all of it, but we'll try, you know, we'll play the good stuff, and then you'll either enjoy it or you won't. We're pre-recorded, of course. Do I even have to say that anymore after more than a year of only being pre-recorded? I don't know. Apparently CKUW's going live again. That's pretty exciting for them. We're not, so here we are, but that's okay. Still having fun. You can still get in touch with me, and I love it when you do, jeff@tellthebandtogohome.com. You can find us on the Facebook, on the Twitter. I'm Jeff Robson here in my basement, also Jeff Robson. And, it's playoff time in the hockey world. And, that's always pretty exciting. You know, the hockey playoff stuff here, we're pretty big on the hockey here in Canada in general, but Winnipeg goes a little nuts during the playoffs. I'm not sure what that's going to be like this year because, well, we can't have any of our famous whiteout parties. So generally when the Jets are in the playoffs, we have these huge whiteout parties where everybody dresses in white, obviously, and goes and roams the streets and acts like idiots. And we can't really do that, but it's probably okay because the prospects are not looking that good. It's a bit of an uphill climb. Let's put it that way. We're definitely, you could call us the underdogs this year. I think that's the polite way of saying we don't have a hope in hell. But so I thought we'd celebrate the hockey playoffs this week because by next week, probably won't be that much to celebrate, but we got to have faith. We got to have hope. You know, maybe Connor McDavid runs off and joins the circus this week. I don't know. That would be good for us. Other than that, I think we're screwed. But we can listen to some fun music anyway. We kicked it off with something from Del Barber's hockey rock record, The Puck Drops Here. Still good stuff on there. Love that one. Del and the No Regretskis. And, well, here's one more. And this is kind of the unofficial Canadian anthem, I think, especially this time of year. So everybody rise if you're able. Take off your... By the way, does anybody know why you have to take off your hat during the national anthem? I'd love to know. Or why you can't wear a hat in church? Or why you can't wear a hat in school? They tell me, you know, tell the kids to take their hats off. And I say, well, why? And they say, well, that's the rule. And I say, well, why is that the rule? And then they say, just tell the kid to take off his damn hat. Which I'll never do. Because nobody's told me why yet. Anyway, that's a little tangent here for you. Here's one more from Dell. And of course, the great Grant Siemens in there taking the lead on this one.
Summer sky, and I was cruising on my bicycle, and I would wait for all the lights to change to green, and I would race right through and take it down the afternoon avenue. Oh, that's what I would do. But there's just these skating. And the boys always get their way, and it seems like it's hockey night in Canada almost every single day. Disagree with them, but they refuse to hear my reasons. There is a Zamboni of sorts in all our souls. Montreal are cold. Equalized time is all we need to catch our breath and to build our speed. And we would wait for all the lights to change to green, and we would march right through and take it down. And the boys always get their way, and it seems like it's hockey night in Canada almost every single day. River light, they say surrender, we say love. You were never mine to lose, still I feel I'm drifting out like squalls on the perimeter. Yeah, they revived the Jets, who knows what's possible next. Could be me and life just giving her. You might think I'm weak, breed with bad company. And you brought the truth. Yeah, you're like summertime, and I found a stronger spine. I'll join in a Winnipeg whiteout just for you. Everybody wear white tonight. We'll sail them packing in the Red River light. They say surrender, we say love. Well, you for I is a thing without certain diamond rings. You said you don't have. In the window where she and he would roam. Now it's a freaking shrine where rebound, yeah, it is. Somehow you just make me live. You didn't even know when you set the bar. You said my baby's smarter than I. Get the same and you'll get by. I'll join in a Winnipeg whiteout just for you. Everybody wear white tonight. We'll send them packing in the Red River light. Say surrender, we say love. Everybody wear white tonight. We'll send them packing in the Red River light. They say surrender, we say love. Thank you is all I have to say. You were a knight in white on a soul-wrecking day. Thank you is all I have to say to you. River light, they say surrender, we say love. Everybody wear white tonight, we'll send them packing in the Red River light. They say surrender, we say love. They say surrender, we say love. They say surrender, we say love.
Is the year for our Winnipeg team. And there's a sea of white in the hometown rink.
it gets so loud you can hardly think. The boys keep grinding, oh, they never give up. And the only plan is to bring home the cup. For the true North Winnipeg. Gonna be one heck of a parade, and we all know that our time has come. And in that warm Winnipeg sunshine, and one by one we'll stand in line to take our pictures with the cup.
Yeah, that's the plan. That's the plan. I don't know how realistic the plan is, but that's the plan. As the playoffs kick off this week, Wednesday in Edmonton against the Oilers. And Winnipeg has had a long-standing, can you even call it a rivalry if we always lose? I guess a long-standing hatred anyway of the Edmonton Oilers, because... Well, they always beat us, especially in the playoffs. So, you know, maybe this is the year that changes. Maybe not. One can hope. One can hope. I'm a bit of a realist, so hope is just a lie we tell ourselves when we don't want to accept the truth, I always say. That's a guy named Gary Gacek. Gacek. I don't know. G-A-C-E-K. Thanks, Gary. That's not bad. It's not bad. True North Winnipeg Jets. Before that, Trent Severn with their song Winnipeg Whiteout. Trent Severn, what was that? M. Griner, Dina Manning, and some other gal. Is that right? I don't know. Lynn Miles in there as well with Hockey Night in Canada, and Adele and the No Regretskis with the hockey theme there for you from the Puck Drops here. And we'll have a little bit of fun here. Play a couple more goofy ones before we get into the better ones, I guess. I wanted to play a couple from this record that I have. It came out in 1996, I think. 96 must have been. So the Jets, the Winnipeg Jets. We had teamed the Winnipeg Jets up until that time, and then they. Well, they got sold. They went to play somewhere else where they could make money, even though they haven't really ever seemed to make any money, I don't think, down in Arizona. But that was the plan. That was the plan, anyway. So we lost our Winnipeg Jets in the 90s, and it's not until 10 years ago that we finally got them back. And... in 96, they put together this all-star charity fundraiser CD that benefited the Winnipeg Jets Goals for Kids Foundation. And it's got all kinds of people, mostly Winnipeggers, reprising old songs and changing the lyrics to their songs to suit the theme. And there's a couple of tracks on here, actually, from old Big Dave McLean. I'm going to play you one of those. And then, a couple other things. One more from this record, and then we'll get out of there. But anyways, way back in 1996, here's Big Dave singing the blues about the loss of the NHL in Winnipeg.
Town. We like it rough, we like it gritty. The Jets are gone, it's not what we would choose. So we're hanging tough in Winnipeg with the NHL hockey blues. We got the blues. The NHL hockey blues. The Jets are gone, but we are gonna win. We're not gonna lose. The winter's here in Winnipeg. I'm quite cold. Only the tough can survive here, we're told. Hockey's a game for those long, cold winter nights. And even though our Jets are gone, we won't give up the fight. We got the blues. The NHL hockey blues. The Jets are gone, but we are gonna win. We're not gonna win.
Schaubert, Daly, Essence, Ali and Strom. tension grows, the whistle blows, and the puck goes down the ice. The goalie jumps, and the players bump, and the fans all go insane. Someone roars,
Bobby Starr!
At the good old hockey game.
Oh, the good old hockey game is the best game you can name. And the best game you can name is the good old hockey game. The good old hockey game is the best game you can name. And the best game you can name is the good old hockey game.
Second period, where players dash with skates aflash. The home team trails behind, but they grab the puck and go bursting up, and they're down across the line. They storm the crease like a bumblebee. They travel like a burning flame. We see them slide the puck inside. It's a 1-1 hockey game.
Young, I do recall, we would go to school in the early fall. But on the days when there was no school, we'd learn to play by a different rule. Get out of that bed, you sleepy head, my hockey mom would say. Grab your skates and don't be late, there's a hockey game today. And poor old Dad was feeling bad because he couldn't come. He'd have to go to work, and so I took my orders from my hockey mum. And then we'd roll to the rink in town, and I'd hit that ice by falling down. And then I'd score for the other team, and you could hear my mom stand up and scream. Get off of that ice, I told you twice to skate the other way. And every year she bent my ear until I learned to play. And when my stick got pretty quick and the puck to me would come, each time I scored I knew for sure where the loudest cheer was from, my hockey mom. And then one day, a stranger came from far away, and he took my name. And very soon, for the NHL, when I came to play, Mom came to yell. Get on that puck and stir things up, show some winning pride. And every time she said that line, I'd bang that puck inside. And here's my dad, all Mr. Glad, he knew this night would come. We're all lined up for the Stanley Cup, and the tears are rolling from my hockey mum. My hockey mum, ain't she the plum? My hockey mum, my hockey mum, forever young, my hockey mum.
Aw, Stomp and Tom there, the tribute to the hockey mums. We do love and appreciate and respect all the hockey mums out there who keep those damn kids in line, or try to, I suppose. There you go. Before that was Stomp and Tom. Before that, we heard that stupid Stomp and Tom song, the hockey song. I'm on record as saying that's one of the stupidest songs ever. I hate that song. But it gets rammed down your throat all the time here in Canada. Maybe that's the main reason why I hate it. I don't know. I also think I've gone on record as saying Stomp and Tom, he writes cute little jingles. Not real depth to the songwriting catalog of Stomp and Tom. It's cute. And he was an important guy as far as promoting Canadian culture and writing unabashedly Canadian music. But, you know, they were cute songs. What can I say? Cute. Joey Gregorish in there with a cute song. Joey Gregorish, he's a hell of a nice guy. I like that guy. From the Hockey Rock Winnipeg style record from the 90s, we heard I Just Want to Play Hockey. And Big Dave McLean in there with the NHL Hockey Blues. Big Dave and the Muddy Tones. Doesn't have any credits in here. I don't know who the Muddy Tones were in the 90s. If anybody knows, you let me know. I'm curious to know who's playing on that track. Anyway, so yeah, hockey's kind of a big deal here in Canada, and as such, we have a whole lot of songs written about hockey players. And here's one that I hesitate to play because of its pro Edmonton Oiler stance. But I guess I have to, you know, tip our hat to the glory of the past. And speaking of glory, then we'll play another song, not about hockey, but it uses hockey players as an important metaphor in the song. And the funny thing is, I don't know if many people would understand. I don't even know if I know understand the metaphor. It doesn't really make a lot of sense in the song, but I don't know. I'll play it. You tell me. Anyway, here's a classic. We're allowed to cheer for the past Edmonton Oilers. Just not this one. Not yet, anyway.
Walter Gretzky had a son, he grew up to be the great one. He came from Brantford, Ontario, he liked Gordie, how you know. Americans don't understand the national sport of the Northland. The world's fastest game, they're always dissing, but they don't know what they are missing. But they just watch Wayne Gretzky play, then they'd watch hockey every day. Actually, I like the Hawks, but boy, oh boy, Wayne Gretzky rocks. The Orient's a mate, go by his side. He built a frigid city with pride. Then he moved out to L.A. to help bring hockey to the USA. Everyone hated Peter and Jennifer, trading the best player on the planet. Trading him and sure enough, he took the Kings to the Stanley Cup. Actually, I like the Hawks, but boy, oh boy, Wayne Gretzky Ontario, his rival's name is Mario. Actually,
streets of our hometown. Basement bars we played from the heart in the company of our friends. If I write down these memories that I have saved away, photographs of the years that passed inside my little brain.
Got a friend in BC, know some winders kissing New York, and I wanna buy a motorcycle and cut up to some farm somewhere in this Cashin County where the hills are round and green, around and all this jamming gives me headache.
like listening to earthquakes, all wired up for rock and roll. Mama only listens to the radio. Papa only watches hockey games. This suburb rocks with the Eddie Van Wailers, God Save the Queen, which made you a moron.
Was Ukrainian, he was born Canadian. 1929 now, boys, under Manitoba skies. Hit the ice at the age of 12, the first of a thousand scars he'd have. Lost a brother to a mystery pain, so he brought home the bruises then. And he never rode a train before, conscious of the clothes he wore. A hockey jacket and his brother's pants, and $10 pressed in his hands. On the heart of Michigan, leave Winnipeg in the wind. With the Red Wings on the losing end, it was Terry changed everything. Oh, the air is stale, the ice is slick, so you try to see the shot before it leaves the stick. Only Terry saw Chuck done that. Only Terry saw Chuck ever done that. Only Terry saw Chuck done that. Only Terry saw Chuck ever done that. Terry turned them all back. Wave upon wave they'd attack. Foil the rocket and frustrate Hull. Take it on the chest or in the skull. Cheat the Hawks and the Maple Leafs, leave the Habs in disbelief, and send New York whimpering, and break Boston's heart again. And scar piles up on scar, like he was in his own world war. It would hurt just to look at him, like the gangster in the Howard Hawks film. And then the mask that would hide his face, machine gun in a violin case. Take your best shot, let it come. as a sweater reads number one. Until finally the puck feels like a brick, so you try to see the shot before it leaves the stick. Only Terry saw Chuck done that. Only Terry saw Chuck ever done that. Only Terry saw Chuck done that. Only Terry saw Chuck ever done that. Years in the Stanley Cup, the crowd's wild as they lift him up. But when you win, they stand and cheer. When you lose, they hiss and jeer. The hometown crowd got no respect. You give your all, this is what you get. So be careful of what you wish, 'cause sudden death got a bitter kiss. And a hostile crowd cut you to the quick, so you try to see the shot before it leaves the stick. Only Terry saw Chuck done that. Only Terry saw Chuck ever done that. The axe falls with the Boston trade, the top of a downhill grade. Olympia in slow decline, or something darker biding time. He carried all that load. He was the darkest horse they ever rode. An ancient game with ancient laws. He was the best that there ever was. And the rest was a bad dream, shuffling from team to team. But he was done, it was all in ruin. Retired warrior at 41. Ballet and murder, time and space. 400 stitches to his face. About a week after his last game, and Terry saw Chuck's heart caves in. But he hears his brother's voice as he lays awake, try to see the shot before it leaves the stick. Only Terry saw Chuck done that. Only Terry saw Chuck ever done that. Only Terry saw Chuck done that. Only Terry saw Chuck ever done that. Only Terry saw Chuck done that. Terry saw Chuck ever done that.
Fathers, not a goalie, player, athlete, period. Smoke, half ash, stuck in that permanent smirk. Tugging jersey around the beer gut. I'm strictly a whiskey man, was one of the sticks he taped up and gave to a nation of pudgy boys in beverage rooms. Favorites from Plimpton's list of objects thrown by Rangers fans. Soup cans. Persimmon. Eggs. A folding chair and a dead rabbit. The nervous breakdown of 68, 69. After pant crap flights from LA, the expansion. The shrink told me to change occupations. I had to forget it. Sweet. never afraid of the puck. We believe him. If anyone asks, the inscription should read, "My face was my mask."
John K. Sampson there, the double shot of John K. Sampson, I suppose. That's www.ipetitions.com/petition/Riverton Rifle. And that petition is still up there, and Reggie Leach is still not in the Hockey Hall of Fame. 4,385 people have signed this thing. And, well, I suppose we could use a few more, so go sign it. ipetitions.com/petition/Riverton Rifle. They're from the album Provincial. Great stuff from John K. Sampson, and one from the Weaker Thans before that with Elegy for Gump Worsley from Reunion Tour. We heard Ron Hines in there with the classic Ode to Terry Sawchuck from his Stealing Genius record. We heard the Rio Statics in there with the classic Ballad of Wendell Clark, Part 1 and 2 from their debut record Greatest Hits, which I always thought was cheeky genius and perfectly led the way for those guys. Kathleen Edwards in there, "I Make the Dough, You Make the Glory." I don't get it, because Gretzky made boatloads of money too. So saying that you're Marty McSorley and Jim Bryson is the great one, I don't know. I don't know. What does Marty McSorley have over Gretzky? I don't know. You can explain it to me. Might have to explain it slow, though, because I'm kind of slow. The Pursuit of Happiness off the top with Gretzky Rocks from Where's the Bone? And, you know, it's playoff time. Go Jets, go. Boy, oh boy. We don't have time for anything. I'll try to slip in one more quick one here from David Francie. Then we'll take a break. We'll come back with more non-hockey stuff after the break. You're listening to Tell the Band to Go Home.
And the music from the skating rink drifts across the town, and the stars are heaven high above, forever looking down. And I'm standing, looking upward, and I'm listening to the sound of the village in the lonely heart of winter. And the lights above the skating rink illuminate the scene, and on the snow the shadows show footsteps where we've been. And Danny's breath hangs motionless and hovers like a dream above his head in the lonely heart of winter. Skating rink blackened with a space falls endless on the frozen world, upon the saving grace of the lights around the skating rink, laughing in the face of the darkness at the lonely heart of winter. Music from the skating rink drifts across the town, and the stars of heaven high above forever looking down. And I'm standing looking upward and I'm listening to the sound of the village in the lonely heart of winter. Now I'm